In this episode of Josh Reads Other People's Published Poetry, I'm going to read Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night by Dylan Thomas from Collected Poems 1934 to 1952. Do not go gentle into that good night. Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end know dark is right, because their words had forked no lightning, they do not go gentle into that good night. Good men, the last wave by, crying how bright their frail deeds might have danced in a green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men, who caught and sang the sun in flight, and learned, too late, they grieved it on its way, do not go gentle into that good night. Grave men, near death, who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Thank you. And on to the commentary for Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night. This poem is a life-affirming poem, you know. It's all about living every moment and getting the most out of life and all those sort of positive life-affirming things. Just said in a really cool way. That kind of five stanzas, the first four, no sorry, there's six stanzas, with a kind of rhyme scheme where the first and last line of each stanza rhymes. And there's a kind of rhythm to it, and there's poetry to it, and has really nice imagery. It's a fairly well-known poem, I'm pretty sure. I feel like Dylan Thomas is one of those poets that people know about, even if they don't know it's a Dylan Thomas poem, they probably do know something written by this guy, especially this one. I mean, it appears in movies and books and stuff. I was going to read this early on my podcast, like back in episode, like in the 20s. But I was going through this whole thing where I didn't want to read really popular poems because I figured everyone's heard them before. And then I read How and a few other, what I thought were really well-known poems, like some stuff by Keats and Heaney and a few other people like that. And a lot of people who responded to that stuff hadn't heard of those guys before. And some of the ladies, female poets I've read who I thought were well known. So kind of throwing out that whole idea if it's too popular or too well known, I'm not going to read it because there usually are far better readings of it than what I do. I know before I read this one, I listened to people like Anthony Hopkins and Michael Caine read this poem just to kind of get a sense of best way of delivering it. Not so much the way they do it, because I'm not obviously a professional actor. Just that sense of like, the way the poem should be delivered and the way the lines should be read. And it's quite a fun poem to read, and it's quite a fun poem to listen to as well. So I hope you enjoyed my reading of it, and I hope you enjoyed the commentary, such as it was. Thank you for listening, Endeavor. I really appreciate it.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.